Welcome to the Cupcake Castle.
Texas, ease on down to San Antonio. Get that barbecue and chili, eat my fill and come back home. I'm gonna take my baby with me. We're gonna have a high old time. We're gonna eat till we get silly. Sure do make a beer taste fine.
Oh, my mama, ain't that Texas cooking something? Oh, my mama, stop your belly and backbone.
Here, take this. What are you doing?
I need a...
Miss A's here. You go to Paris, France. Have we done that one?
Yeah, we...
Oh, crap.
No, we haven't done that one.
You go to Paris, France, and you say to the waiter... Did you just what? Wait, hang on. You go to Paris, France, and you say to the waiter... How does it go?
Well, I don't know.
Did you just what? And he brings you a shoe with ketchup on it.
With gravy on it.
Oh, with gravy on it. I don't know. What can I miss say?
Oh, my mama, ain't that Texas cooking good? Oh, my mama, eat it every day if I could.
Cooks armadillo, tastes so sweet he calls it pie. I know a woman that makes bamboozy, tastes so good it gets you high. Get them enchiladas greasy, get them steaks chicken fried. Sure do make a man feel happy, see white gravy on the side.
Oh, my mama, ain't that Texas cooking something?
Here are four of the big games tonight. Frisco and Frisco Centennial do shot bracket. Frisco should be about 66 at game time. Most
they focus way too much on Frisco. Frisco. I hate people that say Frisco.
And
have you ever noticed they always say it like that? Frisco. It can't be Frisco. Like, you know, like, hello, there was a Frisco long before there was a Frisco, Texas, and it was San Francisco, and I'm pretty sure that even all the people out there didn't say it like that.
Frisco.
Just say Frisco for Christ's sake, not Frisco.
Then tomorrow night we get down to about 48.
Did he say it like that, or was I just imagining?
I'm pretty sure he did.
5-day outlook tonight. Turning cool, 53. Tomorrow, fairly warm, 75. But turning cooler, 48 tomorrow night.
Sunday, 53.
This one bar came into the shop one time.
Tuesday, Wednesday, get ready for this.
And she didn't really stitch anyway, so she had no place in there. And she felt, for some reason, she keeps saying and reiterating that she was from Frisco. Frisco doesn't have any cleaner workshops. Frisco. I drove all the way from Frisco. And she kept doing it over and over, and I thought I was going to strangle her. I kept carrying the bag. I'm like, that bitch didn't get out of here. I'm going to kill her. And she's like, why? What's wrong? What'd she do? I'm like, she hadn't even noticed it, I guess, so I said something. Well, I don't give a shit. Where the fuck are you from?
It's like those people that say, Nicaragua.
Yeah, but they don't say it because they're trying to be, you know, well, yeah, I guess they did.
I was just saying.
I'm just saying.
I was just saying.
See what I'm saying, man? You understand?
A Miss A November election flashback.
Folks, when a cowboy shakes your hand, it's the law of the land. Cowboy doesn't talk about education, he teaches. Cowboy doesn't talk about religion, he lives it. The other candidates are spending millions on commercials, going at each other like javelinas in heat. But ask any cowboy, and he'll tell you, money may buy you a fine dog, but only love can make her wag her tail. I'm Kinky Friedman, and that's why I'm running for governor of Texas.
He's running for governor because he says he can make his dog's tail wag. I said even Hitler can make his dog's tail wag, and I'm pretty sure Mussolini had a dog, too. I've seen pictures of it on something. The, all the little dogs running around. Hitler had two or three of them. Happy little fuckers. I'm going to elect the governor of Texas because he can make his dog's tail wag. Even a beat up dog's tail wag.
When they're scared, they wag their tail, don't they? When they're sick, they wag their tail.
He's a cowboy, so you got to elect him.
Jeez.
You got to see that other one, though, about that where he says that about 61 years old.
How's that go? Repeat it. I may not ever find it.
He says, "Hi, I'm Kinky Friedman. I'm running for governor of Texas. I'm 61 years old. Too young for Medicare and too old for women to care." And that's why we're supposed to elect him for governor, because ain't no women caring about him. Fucking gay, ripped, torn looking SOB.
Hey, you know what's sad? Is our president, Texan. Could you imagine having him for a president?
Our
last governor Bush was a Texan. And our president was fucking governor of Texas. And that's what we got running. Hey, God. Let's move.
Yeah, okay. Hey, okay, you got wait till you see that other one, though. I swear to God, it's even worse. And he says that shit about, I'm going to take $100 million of your money and build a border around Texas. Well, he didn't say I'm going to take $100 million of your money. He just said I'm going to use $100 million to build a fence around around the border. And you're like thinking to yourself, anybody that's smart, you know, you're thinking, where's the hell they going to get $100 million from us? Duh. Repeat after me. How did he go?
I'll pay.
I'll pay.
Repeat after me. I'll pay.
I'll pay attention.
All right, let's continue.
I'll pay forever and ever for a no need taxes. Like, there goes that idea to hell.
Yeah. Read my lips. No new taxes.
Like, I mean, and there's like, I guess potheads and shit. Like potheads and dopers and crap with their little bumper stickers that go, you know, elect Kinky for governor. Why the hell not? You know, because like, yeah, man, why the hell not, dude? Like,
yeah, he wants to legalize pot.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You know, I can get stoned to that shit, and all them fuckers, they're not voting because they ain't never even registered.
What is that bumper sticker says? My next governor's Kinky.
Yeah.
Yeah, surprised they don't have like these little Playboy bunnies on.
And there won't be we won't be their next governor because you can't say somebody is yours unless you voted for them.
Yeah,
I think
you're right. So Miss A's on a rant about Miss A's got something to say about Kinky Friedman.
I guess.
Is that what you got to say?
Oh, and doesn't he claim to be Jewish?
That's what he said.
I don't think so. No Jewish mama's going to claim him.
He looks like a rat terrier. But then that cigar.
Oh, it's never lit. It's just a fucking prop. It's never lit. And then you'll see him on, you know, some talk show, and they're asking like hard-hitting questions. And he's like, well, you know, and up and down with the hand with the cigar in it, you know, put the cigar in his mouth, take it out, put it in, take it out, put it in, take it out, and never answer the question because he's too busy jacking off his cigar.
Jacking it off, huh?
Well, what are you doing? I mean, he's got some kind of fucking fixation with it. All that leather and shit that he wears, he's kind of queer.
He looks like one of Castro queers in San Francisco. He's got him a foreign object he wears around anyway, doesn't he?
Oh, my mama, eat it every day if I could.
Listen to the cookies!
From science perspectives, our test showed lettuce could be a whole lot healthier if it's washed, even if the bag says ready to eat. Janet St. James, Channel 8 News.
Now, federal health authorities say although spinach is now safe to eat, they want you to check the dates on the packages. Anything labeled best if used by, you've seen the little number on the bag, up to October 1st. If it has that date, October 1st should be thrown out.
All
so,
right.
Gloria, you like salads. Pete, I know you eat salads.
Well, I actually stopped eating salads. That's why I will only eat, like, bacon and sausage now.
And cheese.
And cheese.
I mean, lots of drizzle.
Nothing is going to live through that. No germs are going to live through bacon or sausage.
The point is, eat your salad, but wash it.
That's right.
Yourself,
I mean, it's common sense.
Yeah.
Oh,
good.
There you go.
Start doing that.
Lesson learned.
Get some common sense, I mean.
How about somebody's number
please.
Tonight?
Let's get right into it. Let me show you a weather bug, and you can see for yourself what we have happening.
The Cupcake Castle.
Presents Marata.
This place is good.
Mm-hmm.
This sandwich is good.
Mm.
Even the wrapper is good.
Yeah.
It's taller. And now,
pick your bacon. Right?
That's right. Pimp your bacon. Tune in. We're going to have it all for you. That's all. That's what I'm talking. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Hey, all my peeps. It's time to pimp your bacon. Come on now.
Pack it up, pack it in. Let me begin. I came to win. Battle me. That's a sin. I won't get my sock up. Punky better back up. Play the role and you're the whole crew will act up. Get up, stand up, come on, throw your hands up. If you got the feeling, jump up, touch the ceiling. Monks, let's a bump up. Someone's fucking jumped, yeah, I'll bust them in the eye. And then I'll take the punks out, feeling fucking
amps in the trunk.
You
got any recipes? You got a bacon recipe?
No. No. This week, you tell me what all have we had bacon on this week? Or in or on?
Oh, I had breakfast with maple bacon.
You had your favorite maple bacon this week. Oh, that was on
just
Sunday.
All by itself. Would have been great.
And let's see. What else have you had bacon in this week? Because you've had something else with it in it, but you're probably not going to realize it. But if you didn't put the bacon in it, it would be bad.
Well, the beans.
Well,
don't you usually put bacon in that?
Yeah.
Give your bean recipe.
I did. Nobody knows how to make beans but me. Well, am I right or am I right?
Am I right? Right.
You're right, but you could give the recipe and they could struggle through it.
People rinse their beans for crap's sake.
Yeah, they turn them water modules.
I don't know. How hard is red beans and rice? You
know.
Get a package of red beans, you sort them, rinse them off, you put them in the pan, you throw in a whole onion that you quartered, and then you put in about, I don't know, 4 slices of bacon chopped up that's not cooked, or fat back, whatever you want to put in there, like that's pork fat, and you fill it up with, did I already say fill it up with water?
You
fill the pan up with water, and then you season it with like Creole seasoning, like that Tony Cashery, or however you say his name, or even like the Emerald, you know, Lagasse, that crap that he sells.
Cajun
spice or Creole spice, and then you just cook it down, and then you have to keep adding water to it, especially if you like it juicy like we do. And then when you get ready to serve it with rice, you just make your rice, and then I always buy that Eckrich or whatever brand sausage that's like the less fat sausage, because you've already got enough fat in it with your bacon.
Mm-hmm.
And I slice that up, and I put that down in there, and I let it warm up while the rice is cooking, and then you just get a bowl, you put some rice in the bowl, and you put your red beans over it.
And how do you make the cornbread?
I always just make it in an iron skillet in the oven, and I use that. It's not Martha White. It's some other brand we've been buying.
You've been using Pioneer, haven't you?
Some kind of cornbread mix. Not one that's sweet, like Jiffy is sweet cornbread, but just a regular yellow cornbread mix. And I just always add chopped up jalapenos to it, and
whatever the liquid part that it calls for. Like if it, because like most packages of cornbread mix, it's one egg and one 2/3 cup milk. So I always double, you know, what I'm making. So I put two eggs and then 1 1/3 cup milk, except I'll use 1 cup milk and 1/3 cup of jalapeno juice. That's from the can or whatever, from the jalapenos. And then I just chop up about 2 peppers, put that down there, cook it in our skillet in the oven. And that's it. You know, I don't get why people can't do that either. You know, one time Debbie's like, how do you make... Remember, because Dennis just kept raving and raving about the cornbread. And like, she's like, how do you do that? I'm like, you just take the... You know, I told her how to do it. And then she supposedly made it, and it didn't come out as good. Probably because she left out the jalapenos, and she left out the jalapeno juice.
And the butter.
Yeah, I mean, leave out it. Oh, you know, you give her a recipe. She's like, oh, that's so delicious. Give me the recipe. You give it to her, and it'll have, like, onions and peppers and salt and bacon or, like, all these different things. And she'll go, oh, I made it, and it just didn't taste the same. And you're like, well, did you follow the recipe? Well, no, I was out of butter, so I just used some oil. And yeah, I don't like peppers or onions, so I didn't put those in there.
And I really don't care for eggs too much.
Yeah. And it's like, by the time she gets done with it, it's totally... not even the same recipe that you gave her.
Yeah.
And that's why Dennis always liked my cooking better than hers, because I put onions and stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, like, and when I told her how to make that beef stew, remember that time? Or you told him. He's like, how does she make that? And you said, she just opens up the cans of veg all, and you like, you, and he's like, no way. She's like, trying to get her to do it, but she didn't like the onions, and she didn't like this or that, and... like, well, duh, it's not going to taste the same.
It's not. It has to have that stuff cooked in it.
Oh, motherfucker. I just screwed that up. What the hell are you thinking? I got...
so full of cake. If I ate any more cake, I'd have to vomit. Sometimes I'll eat 2 or 3 cakes in a single day. I love cake.
That's my cake.
I can't even go into bakers anymore because I'll eat all the cake. I'll say, where's the cake? Give me the cake. We know how very much you love cake.
I'll punch somebody in the head for some cake. Give me all your cake. I love cake.
Cupcake?